All right, everybody, and we are here for the After Dark segment. Like I said, we don't know how many people are going to call or if someone is going to call tonight. That's okay. What we're going to do is just do our call-in segment. If you want to read something for After Dark, you sure can. If not, no big deal. We won't feel rejected, we promise. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. You know, JT, yes? When we're talking about After Dark business. You know, there's a phrase I was once told.
Yeah.
It uses like code.
Yeah.
Saying, I'm taking her to Ohio.
Yeah.
So I think the best way for us to start this segment,
uh-huh,
is to take it to Ohio. Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio. Let's kick it off with Mama Oladeji. Hello, Mama. Welcome back.
Maybe.
Hello, Mama. Welcome back.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay. I'm going to stay classy tonight. I won't get mad. It might be too much for y'all. It might be a little too much for y'all. It's not going to all that after this. But it's going to make you a better person. And the name of this piece is called Accept Your Stupid. Accept your stupid. Getting to know your stupidity means admitting what you think you know is not working for you. When you realize this, then and only then will you be able to embrace positive change. As you search for the truth, more will be made plain. But when you think you know all that you think you know, think again. Go to the other side of what you know, which is what you don't know, and find out what really is. Face your fears. It's okay to be nincompoop free. Grab these newfound revelation with both hands. Do not hold on to any part of the old stupidity or the stupid notion that has kept you for so long stuck on stupid. Or in a stubborn stupor. You may somehow miss your stupidity like you would a reoccurring toothache. At first, you wonder where the pain went, predicting but yet not wanting the painful throbbing to return. But once you've been assured that it's gone away, that the pain of stupidity is gone, continue on your path. Your path of gratitude will grow. Remember, it's okay to be nincompoop free. Delight in your newfound wisdom and understanding. Seek divine knowledge until you reach the crypt. Know your stronghold. Acknowledge all your gifts. Ask to be lifted up to the pinnacle of wisdom. Ask to be a right spirit. Face your fears. It's okay to be nincompoop free. Sidestep negative forces and never again be the orchestrator of them. Refrain from hoarding the seeds of truth. The seeds of truth. Instead, plant truth seeds unsparingly in the fertile garden of the willing. Face your fear. It's okay to be nincompoop free.
That made me laugh.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Was that dark enough for you?
Super dark. Someone would say toot. No, it was great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
JT was laughing too.
Oh, yeah.
Good. it's hard to make him laugh.
I know.
Yeah.
It's he just sits there stoic face the whole time. All right, Mama. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon, okay? Take care of yourself till next week. All right.
Thank you. I will. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Do you know the only place I can think of, JT, that's sexier than Cleveland?
No. Where?
Upstate New York.
What?
Let's go talk to Zach. Hey, Zach.
Hey, thanks for thinking that upstate New York is sexy.
Hey, you know, why not, huh?
Have any of you guys ever been there? You've been there, JT? You ever been to upstate New York?
No, there's a whole section of the country I still need to visit.
Well, don't worry. We'll get him there.
And that's part of it.
Well, you know, you saw the Simpsons episode, so that's pretty much all you need to know.
You just hit him right where he gets exactly what you're saying. funny stuff, man.
So this is actually a since I'm experimenting with getting myself as a writer, getting my work out there, I think this is actually my first rap. And, I figured, I can do a clean version, but, it's after dark, so
yeah,
I might
screw
as well
it.
Go for it.
Yeah, you might as well.
So I figured it's called Let's Make the World Great Again. Look, I get it. You don't want to open your eyes to a world full of shit and lies. Believe me, I was the same way, numb to the core, acting like I don't care anymore. Then I realized that's not true. I care just as much as you. I just had to realize we aren't defined by the actions of a man named Trump sitting on his golden rump. Now I know the world's not that scary. It's extraordinary because to see the fight and the people who keep the light alive, who want to do more than just survive. Don't say fuck the haters and the doubters because they are the ones who feel our powers. I hope when you hear this, you don't cheer or hate. Just resonate with what I'm trying to say. The problems of the world won't go away tonight or tomorrow. But if we band together, our strength will go forever and ever. And maybe one day we'll rise up and say, let's not make America great again. Let's make the whole fucking world great again. End of poem.
Was Zach channeling his inner Kanye? In more ways than one. Not just
good.
The rap, man. Actually, the concept behind it, too. I like that very much.
It's just, everyone's talking about how controversial Trump is and everything. And it's like, we don't have to be defined by the actions of him.
Hell no, we don't. You're right. Definitely don't have to be. And in fact, I think someone like him, whatever side they're coming from, that kind of holds that kind of power over people, he's really controlling everyone by fear or by support or, whatever. But he's the one setting the whole tempo. He says something, everybody freaks out, and everybody gets all grumpy and angry about it. And then he says something else, and they all shift just, attention that way. The best way to do this is step out of it. And you know what I mean? And then actually say, okay, what are we doing to actually make this better and make people that have that kind of grip on us unnecessary?
Right. And, that's the thing about that's why fear will always be a bestseller. I mean, in the film industry, the Nosferatu was the pretty much one of the first color movies. And, it's because, people relate to fear and people are afraid of fear. And, I think we're interested in why it controls us so much. And but I think that, I don't think that Trump really has, the president doesn't really have that much power. He's just a mascot he doesn't make all the decisions. And clearly he has people who make the decisions for him, write his speeches and everything. I don't think he's as powerful as we give him credit for.
No, he's definitely not. I mean, the fact is, we got to remember, this guy works for us. He's not a king. He's
supposed to work for us.
Yeah. So we're actually paying his salary.
Yep.
So, you know.
Hey, at least he pays for his own food.
Hey, you know what? That McDonald's budget is really, it's really eating a hole in that. Hey. Hey, Zach.
He's got to have the orange budget in there, too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's right. The Cheeto budget.
Oh, yeah. You hear about that, the fact that KFC is partnering with Cheetos now?
No.
But, yeah, there. It's right now at your local KFC. There is they have created chicken sandwiches with Cheetos. Like, their popcorn chicken has is in Cheetos sauce. Like, they actually, like, put Cheetos in a blender and made a Cheeto sauce.
Oh,
my
God.
JT's like, I am there. I am there.
Tomorrow afternoon.
And then there's also it's a fried chicken sandwich on a bed of Cheetos with Cheeto sauce drizzled over the top of the fried chicken.
JT, I think it's about time for us to go there and release the Kraken, if you know what I mean. By the way, there's no metaphor there. We're just saying a phrase.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Zach, thank you for letting us know that. We are going to have to figure out how to wade into that experiential hell that you've just described. And actually see what this is like. But we'll probably do it in front of a camera because it'd be funny.
Yes.
But
yes.
Yeah, you know, go figure.
Yeah, and then they also have a new Mountain Dew flavor. It's a peach and honey Mountain Dew.
Nice.
Mm, I'll definitely have to try that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it was nice talking to you guys. I will talk to you next week.
Zach.
We will talk about Cheetos, and we will talk about that song I've been working on.
Hey, yeah. And you know what? We'll and I'll play it for you before I do it on the actual show. This next week, I'll send you a little demo of it. But we'll be premiering the song that technically you and I co-wrote.
Yeah, man. It's going to be good.
That'd be awesome, man. Looking forward to it.
All right. Have a good night. All right,
you too. We'll talk to you soon. And that was Zach Cullen from the sexy, sexy upstate New York.
Sexy, bow. Sexy, huh?
Bow.
All right.
Yeah?
Sure.
You like that one? I thought that was good. Okay. So.
You got anything else?
No, I'm just reading the chat room and wondering why Barbara's trolling people because of their accents. Barbara, lay off the chat room. Be cool.
What accent? I didn't notice an accent in
I'm just trying to
figure out what accent. I don't hear it.
No, I've literally just played around with Barbara.
I know.
All right. So, everybody, thank you so much for listening. This was our shorter After Dark segment, Story of My Life. And we are now going to be, we're going to head out to our favorite place in the world, Applebee's on a Friday night, where we sit at the same table, order the same things in the same way. And Christine is trying to convince JT to accompany her to ballroom dancing on Thursday nights. So.
Okay.
Talladega Nights. You know,
got it. Oh, got it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, everybody, thank you so much. Once again, for myself, from JT, from Ursa the Studio Dog, from Novia the Studio Cat. I know one day I'm going to mix those up. Thank you so much. Next week, we'll return. Until then, keep on writing.